You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Had dinner with my son last night.
That's good.
It's great to be able to hang out. I'm going to see him again tomorrow, but we had dinner last night, and he brought me something. He's spent the last couple of days in town. He's in town helping his mom move.
Okay.
So she's moving to a new place, and apparently she has saved a bunch of his stuff from when he was a kid in a box.
What a good mom.
Yeah, just like
moms
you.
Do.
Pull. It's a full
moms like, should be doing.
Jeremy Padgett move.
Excellent.
But what's funny is that some of those things he had as a kid, I gave to him from when I was a kid.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, like, I think my Matchbox car collection from when I was a kid.
Score, that's worth some money.
And that's a lot of them. Yeah. I used to take model paints, and I would repaint my Matchbox cars.
They're not worth money then.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, so he says, I got something for you, though. And he pulls out a stack that he brought, and there's plenty more, but he just brought me a few.
Okay.
And I gave a couple of them back to him to keep with the whole big stash, and I kept three myself.
Okay.
These are from when I was a child. Ready?
I'm ready. Oh, Action Comics!
Comic books.
Look at that.
From when I was a kid.
15 cents each.
I was going to have you look at it. I said, I don't want to say what year they came out.
Not in mint condition.
No, not at all. I did not save comic books.
Cool, though.
But the price on them, to give you an idea of how long ago.
15 cents each.
15 cents.
Sergeant Rock.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that one.
Yeah. There's an Action Comics with one with Superman. There's a Fantastic Four. He's got some others. And I said, what about my Spider-Man versus the Hulk? To show you how much I did not take care of my comics when I was a kid. There was two editions back to back. It was Spider-Man fighting the Hulk.
They smell old.
Yeah. And I took those. I remember what I did as a kid. Again, I did not take good care of my comics.
Right. Well, you read them. You used them.
But I took those two different comics, and I took some of my dad's black electrical tape, and I taped them together like a book so that they were like one edition.
Right. So you just keep thumbing through them.
Yeah.
Dom, these are really cool, actually. Have you looked up values on these?
Huh.
You should. I mean, they're not in the best condition, but they're...
They're not falling apart.
They're not falling apart. And the ads inside them are awesome.
I know.
Look at this one. You drew a little bikini on this lady or something.
Did I? Well, I know on the Superman one, I took a blue pen. I think I colored his eyes in or something.
Oh, you did. I see that. Yeah. He's got blue eyes instead of his red laser eyes. These are really neat, though.
Well, when I see him tomorrow for lunch, he's going to bring the little Tupperware thing. He's got like a bin.
Go through it.
I said, because you keep all,
you're
but
gonna
I
love it.
I'm going to go through. I want to just kind of sift through and see what's in there.
Wasn't this fun for you?
It was
always giving me crap about this kind of stuff, but it's like when you see it after so many years, it's like kind of like, oh, this is cool, right?
But here's the difference. You've got yours.
I have everything.
And you see them all the time.
Yeah, but I don't go through them. I mean,
I have not seen these in
years.
Like, if we said how many years, dude, it would be like over 40.
Yeah. Longer than I've been alive.
Exactly. That's how long it's been since I've seen them.
Well, that's really cool.
So
I'm glad you have these. I'm going to look them up for fun for you.
What do you think they might be worth? $1?
I don't know. Yeah.
$2?
They are really in bad shape. But that's all right. You were a kid, man. You were using them. You were doing what you're supposed to do with the
comic books. I was living in, when I got a bottle of those, I was living in northern Italy. My dad was stationed at a base there, Air Force base there. And on Saturdays, we would go into the base, drive in. And my little treat was to be able to buy a couple of comics. And that's what kept me company living in Italy as a little kid with no friends around or whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It's just you and the Fantastic Four.